Accessing library computer data.
And to make sure history never forgets the name Enterprise.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Penske File, or the Penske Podcast, as it were. This is a podcast, if you haven't tuned in before, we're running through all 178 episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation, giving our thoughts and feelings and feedback about every single episode. We're up to Season 2. This is Episode 6 of Season 2. It's called The Schizoid Man. It aired back on January 23rd, 1989. It was directed by Les Landau, and the teleplay credit goes to Tracy Torme. Story credit goes to Richard Manning and Hans Beimler. So this is a real... production-wise, it's got a lot of returning stars. Les Landau's directed before. Tracy Torme is a writer that we've seen before. And Hans Beimler and Richard Manning have been around for a little while. So in this one, the Enterprise runs into a mad scientist, Dr. Ira Graves, who is attempting to cheat death by transferring his memories and personalities into a computer. He ends up transferring it into Data. And it's just going to be me talking about this one. Real quick, not a very long episode, but right after this, we will get into it.
I understand your desperation. Shock of learning you were dying, but you have no right to do what you've done.
I have every right, Captain. I am man, he is machine. There is no question who must live and what must die.
Hey, welcome back. Hope you enjoyed that little sound clip right there. So, the Schizoid Man. I wanted to start this one off by saying that the title of the episode is a reference to an episode of The Prisoner, which was also called The Schizoid Man. Dr. Ira Graves was originally going to be played by Patrick McGoohan, who is the star of The Prisoner. And if you're unaware, I am currently helping to do a podcast about The Prisoner, where we're doing the same sort of thing as this show, running through all the episodes of The Prisoner and breaking them down. You can check that one out at backinthevillage.com. And that's backinthevillage.com, not the Iron Maiden song, but the village where the prisoner takes place. So backinthevillage.com, you can check those out if you want. Anyway, back to this show, which I think would have been better with Patrick McGoohan playing Dr. Ira Graves. Just the way he plays in The Prisoner, I think it would have added some nice slaptastic, herky-jerky comedy into this one. But yeah, Ira Graves is a mad scientist with a hottie for an assistant, which is kind of a thing in Star Trek that they do. This one has shades of We'll Always Have Paris in it, and that the Enterprise goes and finds this crazy scientist who's doing crazy work, and his, you know, love interest wife slash assistant or whatever she is there, very concerned about his well-being. In this one, you know, the Enterprise sends down a bunch of people, including Data, to go get Graves off the planet. Graves transfers his consciousness into Data, and Data sort of creates havoc wandering around the rest of the episode, acting as Ira Graves and pretending to be Data. And the crew is sort of unaware of what's going on, even though you'd think they'd be up to his shenanigans after, it's obvious that Data is not Data. But instead, Data runs riots all over the ship and eventually is talked down by Picard, and Graves puts his, consciousness into the ship's computer instead of Data, and Data returns to normal. I wasn't crazy about this episode. It's got the mad scientist goes crazy type thing. It's hitting the season two thing where the episodes are becoming okay. They're not particularly memorable or great. So they're just sort of decent at this point. And, the production I think is exceeding where the writing is. The scripts are probably the main problem with these shows at this point. I've been giving a lot of twos and threes and sort of waffling between them in my rankings of 1 to 5 for each of these shows. You know, it's like I sit there and I'm like, is this a 2? Is this a 3? Did I like it? And ultimately, it comes down to how much I liked it. So I'm going to give this one a 2 out of 5, and I didn't really like it as much as I like some of the other ones that are surrounding this one. I thought it was fine. I thought that it was interesting that the comedy aspect was what actually probably worked best in this show. Coming off of Outrageous O'Connor, where they were trying to be funny and failing miserably. This actually is pretty representative of what we were talking about in the O'Connor episode about how Star Trek is at its funniest when it's not trying to be funny. And this show has Data growing the beard, which is pretty good, you know, and it's not hysterical, but it's very funny. His, if I stroke my beard thusly, do I not appear more intellectual, is kind of a funny line. But it's the show just sort of writing things straight and the actors getting laughs out of how they're playing it. And it worked well here. And Data giving the eulogy is also sort of funny. Not as funny as the beard scene, but it works out well. Brent Spiner gets to sort of go wild in this show as he is playing up being taken over by a mad scientist. And, you know, to the point where it becomes a little bit weird that the rest of the crew doesn't notice what's wrong with him. It's an okay show. This makes sense. It feels a little bit like an older episode because I think in the original series there was a lot of transferring consciousness into computers, which is what happens here. And it's a little played out at this point. It's kind of like the godlike being. I'd appreciate stories that don't sort of stick to this narrative anymore. It doesn't really feel necessary. And I think this episode would have worked better as a mystery. They reveal very early that Data is taken over by Graves. And I think if the show was written later on, there would have been a little bit more of a mystery or playing around with the fact that why is Data acting a little bit strangely? You don't see Graves transfer himself into Data in this. It just sort of cuts away when he's about to do it. But Data appears different almost immediately. And is just acting very petty and jealous, which no one seems to pick up on. And he's also whistling. He's also whistling a song that Graves was whistling, which is the If I Only Had a Brain song from The Wizard of Oz. Graves is whistling that, and Data asks him what it is. It's strange that he wouldn't know what the song is, but there you go. And it also would have been a little bit better if they hadn't explained what the song was. Just, you know, better writing. You don't need to hammer people over the head with it. But yeah, I think it would have been better served as a mystery story where you don't explain what Graves has done early on because there's no tension once that becomes apparent, which is almost immediately. You know that Graves has taken over Data and they're going to fix the situation somehow. Would have been more interesting if it was a mystery and Graves was a better actor as Data and able to sort of fool people into doing things because as it stands now, he doesn't really have a point. Graves doesn't really have a point. He just kind of wants to live again or live forever in this new body. And he wants to sort of, you know, have sex with his assistant, I guess, is the other sort of thing that he's trying to do. But there's no driving conflict here besides the fact that Data has been taken over. They try to remedy that by having Graves as Data attacking people and sort of accidentally hurting them. Not even accidentally, because he's trying to knock them out, but the show is trying to write him as though he's accidentally hurting people and is unaware of his own strength and is sort of becoming a threat, which is the reason that Picard manages to talk him down. Picard convinces Graves that he can't live like this because he's a threat to everybody else and it's dangerous to be like this and he should be fine the way he is. And it doesn't really fit the character because the character is portrayed, the Graves character is a pompous asshole who, it doesn't make sense to me that he would really be concerned about how much damage he's doing. If they had written that in earlier, it would have been a much tighter script. But as it stands now, it's really just a plot development that comes out of nowhere just to wrap up the storyline, which is a problem with these early episodes, obviously. Yeah, it's just not. It's not particularly well written, and it's not particularly interesting what they do here. The Graves thing, it feels like a cop-out at the end. There should have been some better way to get around this, either write Graves more interestingly in the beginning or have the crew come up with some sort of technological solution to the problem. They don't do that. They barely solve anything, and it continues the thing of the show just resolves by the villain sort of deciding to give up, and he gives up and leaves Data's body and implants himself in the ship's computer, where apparently he can't do any damage, or who knows, but they act like he's not going to be able to do anything to them. And that's pretty much it. You know, it's not really a great show. I give it a 2 out of 5, as I said. It has an interesting thing where Dr. Pulaski turns over her role to Dr. Salar, who is played by who plays Dr. Salar? It's Susie Plaxen, who would go on more notably to play Kalar, Worf's mate in the upcoming shows. But here she's a Vulcan doctor who works on the Enterprise, apparently. And Pulaski, for no particular reason, is not involved in this episode and hands off her responsibilities to this Dr. Salar, which doesn't really make a lot of sense. I think the episode is trying to flesh out the supporting cast on the show. I don't know if Salar ever comes back. She might return in one episode or two, But she's not really a remarkable character. She's a Vulcan, so she's just sort of emotionless and very by the book. But she doesn't add anything to this. I don't know why Pulaski couldn't just be in the episode and be a part of this. Maybe Diana Muldar was busy that week or something, but who knows? She comes back in the next show, Unnatural Selection, in a big way. That's the first Pulaski-centric episode. Maybe she was resting her chops for that one. Who knows? Not a great show. 2 out of 5.
Did you damage your face, Dana?
It is a beard, Geordi. A fine, full, dignified beard. One which commands respect and projects thoughtfulness and dignity. Well, opinions?
It's, very different.
When I stroke the beard thusly, do I not appear more intellectual?
I'm sorry, I have to go now. Goodbye.
Why was she laughing?
I don't really have much else to add on this one. This will be a short episode. It's not a short episode of the podcast. It's whatever. I would never watch this one again. The scripting is kind of weak. Doesn't really go anywhere. It has some decent comedy in it. Tracy Torme was an SNL writer before he joined the writing staff of TNG. So he's probably the most effective at writing comedy. He also wrote Haven, though, so I don't know if... sometimes he can go a little bit too far, I think, and the show is not meant to be a comedy. And Tracy Torme seems to take it that way sometimes. But, you know, just kind of a forgettable episode. I wouldn't show this to anybody. Not great. 2 out of 5. So thank you guys for listening. If you enjoyed the content and you're on YouTube, a like and a comment would be appreciated. If you're on iTunes, hey, a rating and review. Only if you guys enjoyed the show, though. This is kind of a short one, so maybe listen to one of the longer ones about a more interesting episode if you're just tuning in for your very first show here. But yeah, thank you guys for listening, and I appreciate everything and all the feedback and everything that people have given me. It's been very helpful, and we're going well into the second season. I think things are going to pick up. We've got a couple upcoming episodes that are really going to be good, and I'll bring on some people to talk about those with me as well. Thank you guys. See you later.